Well, welcome everybody. We are going to call this meeting to order at 5:34. And everyone is present except for board member Gerardo. She said she was coming, so she may show up in a couple minutes, but we'll go ahead and get started. So let's start with item number one, the Pledge of Allegiance. Dan, do you want to lead us in the pledge?
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great, thank you. Oh, item number two, already did roll call, so everybody's here except for board member Gerardo. Moving on to item number three, agenda approval. Steve, we would actually like to add the cert variance to the agenda. Are we able to do that by motion?
No, you would need to show that there is a reason for any addition that occurred after the agenda was posted. And the board would have to make that determination by a 3/4 vote.
Is this time sensitive, Stretch and Stan? Is that something we need to handle this month, or do you want to do it next month?
No.
No? Okay. Then we will scratch that idea. So agenda approval, did everybody look it over?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
Great. Moving on to item number four, public comments.
Need a vote on that.
Oh, need a vote. On the agenda approval?
Yeah.
Okay. Back to item number three, agenda approval. What do I say officially?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
And then I say
all
in favor.
All in favor, yeah.
All in favor say
aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
We're good.
And then do I say anything else or just let that?
Just motion approved.
Motion approved. Perfect.
All right. Thanks.
Learning curve. All right. Moving on to number four, public comments.
Comment that I need to put the agenda next month for us.
If you want, you can just write it out with Tammy.
Yeah. It's all good. We'll get you on.
We're gonna.
Thank you, Stan.
No other public comments out there? All right. Moving on to item number five, agency reports. Anything from you, sir?
Madam President, board members, good evening. I'm Sergeant Mark Reels from the Phelan Station. I'm the Phelan Station Commander, and I wanted to come up tonight and basically talk about Snowflake. We know the snow's coming here. As it gets more traffic, we'll all be in tune with that, and we'll get deputies up here on the weekends to start enforcing some of the traffic laws that we can enforce. As far as numbers for crimes and stats, we've kind of lost that ability. Currently, it's been gone for several months. We are working on getting it back, so please be patient with us. I will get that back to us, and as soon as I can, we'll be able to talk about crime stats, arrests, and all that stuff. But currently, I don't have the ability to give you those numbers.
Sergeant, what's your last name again?
Rios, R-I-O-S.
I got that one down. Thank you, by the way.
Well, any questions, anything?
Thank you.
Don't believe we have any other agencies out there. Did you get anything from anybody?
Nope.
Great.
TG won't be here today.
So moving on to item number six, consent calendar.
Everything looked fine to me. I didn't have any questions, but did anyone else see anything?
I didn't see anything.
I'm confused. I got a question for Steve. Last meeting, when we did the president and vice president, Stretch had mentioned, and one of the variances, because he had that at the last meeting, and was worried about his liability because he signed it. Steve, I thought I remember hearing you say they wouldn't hold a single person responsible for it. And we were, I thought the board was fairly okay with variance for cert. Is that true or not? Do you remember that, Steve, or not? Can you hear me, Steve?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're talking about approval of the minutes?
No, not of the minutes, of the variance. For...
Well, I'm talking about where are we on the agenda? We're on minutes.
Yeah, consent calendar. Regular board meeting minutes.
Okay, so we're on approval of the minutes. Now you're asking me about questions for adding something onto the agenda for tonight?
No, he's just circling back to the prior question.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I think those are two separate things.
Because on the consent calendar, that's not in this consent calendar, so I don't think we didn't go over that variance last month. So that's what, it's not on the consent calendar because we didn't go over that specific variance last month. You did ask the question about the liability.
Yeah, so the item on the agenda is approval of the consent calendar, which is the minutes for December 5th. The fact that CERT wasn't agendized isn't governed by whether what the minutes from last month say. It's governed by the Brown Act and whether or not you can add something onto the agenda that wasn't posted on the agenda, and whether you can add it on to the meeting. And the Brown Act states that you cannot add it onto the agenda unless two conditions. One, the issue arose after the agenda was posted, and two, that there is immediate need for action, which requires two-thirds of the board, in this case three-fourths of the board, to determine that there is a need for immediate action that arose after the agenda was posted. The fact that it was in the minutes to be included on the agenda is not determining it, because members of the public would not know that this was on the agenda, and that there may be people that may or may not have shown up for the meeting if they knew this was on the agenda. If there was a need that arose after the agenda was posted, then the board would have jurisdiction to add it onto the agenda. So the governing issue is not what's in the minutes. The governing issue is whether or not there's something that arose after the agenda was posted. If not, then what the board can do is the board can schedule a special meeting for the cert issue or wait until next month.
Okay, and this is considered a regular meeting, is that correct?
Correct. It's considered a regular meeting because the board had taken formal action at your last meeting to reschedule for tonight. Normally this would be a special meeting, which would actually prohibit the board from adding anything onto the agenda. But because the board had taken action to a formal action in your last meeting to reschedule your regular meeting to tonight, that does provide the board the opportunity to add something onto the agenda because it's a regular meeting. However, the board still has to make those two findings, that there is a need for action that arose after the agenda was posted. And if the board can't make those findings by a two-thirds vote, then the board cannot add it onto the agenda.
All right, thank you.
Sure, no problem.
So I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
All right.
Motion carries. Item number 7, General Manager's Report.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. It's hard to believe another year is coming on. The requests for exemption letters for commercial recycling were mailed to the local businesses before the holidays. Commercial businesses may be exempt from recycling due to low generation, meaning less than 4 cubic yards of solid waste weekly, which is combined trash and recycling. No generation of solid waste or limited space. All exemption requests will be reviewed by WCSD staff and a site visit may be required. The exemptions are valid for 2 years, after which you'll need to reapply. If audit reveals that solid waste exceeds the 4 cubic yard threshold, the waiver may no longer be valid. Dance classes are filling up quickly, and the Brentwood Property Owners Association is issuing a challenge to the community in support of our dance classes. The challenge is that the Brentwood property owners will match all community donations to this program up to $500 to help purchase leotards, tights, and or quality sound system with wireless microphones for use of the teachers. The amount of donation will determine what can be purchased. So please join the Brentwood property owners to help continue to grow this program. Also, Wes Zuber from UIA approached me and recommended an affordable connectivity program, which is an FCC benefit program that helps ensure that households can afford the broadband they need for work, school, health care, and more. The benefit provides a discounted rate of $30 per month for internet service for eligible households. For questions, call ACP Support Center at 877-384-2575, or you can email acpsupport@usac.org with any further questions. On Tuesday, January 30th at 6:30 p.m. at the community building, San Bernardino County Fire will be conducting a public outreach informational presentation on the FP5. The presentation will include a 10 to 15 minute PowerPoint with a question and answer period. The goal of this presentation is to inform the public and the community members about the upcoming FP5 measure in March. Also, just a reminder that representative from Senator Ochoa Bogue's office will continue to hold a mobile office at the community building every third Thursday of the month from 11 a.m. to 1. This is an opportunity for the community to ask questions or voice any concerns. Also, on this Wednesday, the 10th, I believe, is this Wednesday, we'll be having a senior lunch from 11:30 till 1 o'clock here in the Riley Community Center. And let's see, with the weather being so chilly, we decided it would be a good opportunity to give the community building a fresh coat of paint. We also had to do baseboards while we were taking off the old ones. But anyway, it looks so much better. It's getting there. And we've started the prep work, and hopefully we will be finished by Thursday. Anyone have any questions? It's kind of a slow month because, you know, holidays. And we had actually had a week off. And that's really nice. All right, thanks.
Yeah, I had a question. So for the exemption letters for commercial recycling, so you guys, just so I help understand it better in the community, you guys have been doing outreach to each business and just, you know, talking about like the, you know, trash laws that are coming down the pipes and trying to have the community come together and help with meeting the requirements that we have to meet as a CSD. Is that what's been going on?
Yes, and it is state mandated for the commercial, and then we did write also a resolution in 2019. Mm-hmm. It was never enforced, and so now we're just moving along. We have contacted every business. We sent a letter out to let them know it was coming. Mm-hmm. This was a few months ago. It's been a few months. And now we're actually sending out the actual letters for exemption.
Great. I think it's good to be proactive, so thanks for doing that.
Yeah, we visited every single, you know, physically went and spoke with, I'd say, a majority of the ones of the businesses.
All right, good. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Not for me.
And that doesn't mean the vote or anything, right? We just
move forward.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Tammy. Moving on to item number 8, November 2023 financial report. Any questions or anything from the board members?
Not for me. It looked fine to me.
The disbursements, are we using the credit card for about halfway and all the checks or expenses?
We started the utilities on automatic debit. Yes.
Okay. So those are automatic every?
Yes.
Any other questions, Chuck?
Well, the office hours, is that including the cost of living and the vacations in that hourly thing? For like July, office was 158 hours. Is that true?
If it's on there, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And that would have been at the rate in July.
Correct.
Your pay rate in July.
Okay.
And you won't see the time off until December, because that's when we took the time off.
Okay.
If that's what you were asking about. Yes. I haven't taken any time off. This is...
I know.
So.
You need to.
I did. It was nice.
Okay.
Right. Do we need to do a vote for that, or do we just...
I believe so.
So, do we vote on the financials approval?
No, you just move on.
Okay. Moving on to item number 9, Wrightwood Historical Society variance request. I guess she's not here. Okay.
Okay, the Historical Society is asking for variance. Let's see. Says the Wrightwood Historical Society is a volunteer-run organization which maintains and staffs the Wrightwood History Museum located at 6000 Cedar Street. The Wrightwood History Museum is open to the public every Saturday 10 to 4 and is free of charge to all visitors. The Wrightwood Historical Society also offers monthly free events and speakers for Wrightwood residents and visitors. In 2023, these events included a wildfire walk at Puma Canyon Preserve, a tour of Camp Cajon, History in a Suitcase at the elementary school, several speaking events, and a Halloween haunted museum. Wrightwood Historical Society also hosted all of the third and fourth grade Wrightwood Elementary students for museum field trips in 2023. The generosity of the CSD in supporting the Wrightwood Historical Society's use of the old firehouse for the museum has been critically important to keep the museum open and running for the local community. This request is for a variance for the Wrightwood Historical Board to use the meeting room at 6000 Cedar Street the first Friday of every month for 2 hours for the management and continued improvement of the museum and all that it offers to the Wrightwood community. Many thanks for your consideration.
Okay, so this is for their board meeting. So they use the building every Friday, is that right?
They used to. They shrink it down. We used to give them more. Now they're only asking for one a month.
Okay. So, but this variance is for their board meetings.
It's
but
two. I'm sorry. Two a month.
Okay.
The but first Friday of every month.
It's one a month.
Is all this is. Yeah.
Our president currently have two.
Oh.
And they're downgrading.
And they're downgrading.
So I can answer any questions.
So that's for their board meetings and not for like them to be open to the public?
Correct.
I'm just trying, this
correct.
Variance is to cover their board meetings?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
And so they pay us for their use of the building for the museum?
No.
I believe we approved that variance.
Okay, so this
ago?
Is separate.
This is separate.
Okay.
This is to use
okay, that's
the
what I'm
center
trying
room,
to understand.
The board room.
Gotcha, okay. And then these dates do not interfere with AA or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Did someone want to say something in the crowd? Sorry.
Pam,
I just wanted to clarify that our president now has resigned. She's moved out of state, is moving out of state.
Oh.
And I'm the secretary, so I can answer any questions about the news.
How many board members do you have?
We have an official officers, and then we have some directors. Not sure exactly how many, maybe 8.
Okay, well, Chuck, were you still? I didn't want to interrupt.
No, that's all right.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to support this. I just wanted to clarify the difference and make sure that it didn't have any conflicting dates or anything like that with A, because I know that they use that a lot too. But I think that they're doing a great thing for the community and they're putting on these free events, and I think that, you know, we could easily support this because it's, you know, another offering to our community that only enhances the things that we have here. So I'd like to support this.
I agree with you. Is this a renewal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
They were two Fridays a month. Now they're only asking for
one. Okay. Yeah, that'd be good. Maybe I'll just try to watch out if there are renewals or not. Sorry to ask these questions.
No,
I know we
no.
wanted to do renewals for this year. So are you getting on that topic? Are you getting all the renewals? Are people turning them into you and whatnot?
Yes.
Okay.
We have most, except for just a few stragglers.
Okay. Okay, well, if no one else has anything else, I'd like to make the motion to approve this variance.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I abstain.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number 10, ED and Payne audit report.
Yay.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Brandon Farrell. I'm a partner with ED and Payne. I'm in charge of facilitating the audit for June 30th, 2023. You should receive several documents in your packet. I'm going to go over a couple of them here. One is a letter. It's addressed to the board of directors. What we call this is our communication with governance. It's a document that kind of goes over the logistics of the audits, how it went, if we had any issues. Long story short on this one, we had no issues. Management was very transparent. Audit went off without a hit. The one thing that is to note in here that we did implement a new accounting standard. However, it did not, nothing qualified for what the district had to be implemented for it. And this has to do with subscription-based IT services. Again, everything that the district had was short-term, which they qualified, but we did implement it. But it had no effect on the financial statements. Any questions? I don't know if you guys had a chance to review this letter.
I didn't have any questions, but thank you.
Okay. The next letter would be our report on internal controls. Part of government auditing standards, we have to issue a report on internal controls. We had two internal control findings. They were a repeat from last year. One being the classification of certain revenues and expenses, and then also year-end accruals, things of that nature. The district has gone through the process of hiring outside CPA to look over their books. I think with a little bit more work with that CPA to just kind of understand the logistics of the book. I'll work with Alicia. I know her personally, and she has worked on several of my clients. So I'll be sure before next year to get with her to make sure everything is in the place that it should be. So again, kind of a repeat finding, but I anticipate. We're working with Alicia this year between myself and Tammy. We'll get that all cleared up for next year. Any questions on the internal control findings? So the next thing would be the audit report. The audit report and financial statements. Again, although we assisted management in preparing the financial statements, ultimately it's management's responsibilities, and they're signing a representation letter to indicate such. So the one thing I do own in this report is on page, or should be two, is the actual audit report. The gist of this is another clean audit this year. We issued a modified opinion, which is the best opinion you could get. So again, another clean year for the district. So hands off to Jeremy for keeping up a clean ship. Excuse me. Just to go over a couple highlights. On page four is the statement of net position, kind of also known as a balance sheet. It's where we present assets, liabilities, and ultimately the net position, because it's like your equity in the district. If you're looking at it, it presents two activities and then a total. The governmental activities is the streetlights fund, and then the business type would be the waste fund there. In total, total assets came to $1.3 million. Compared to just under $1 million in the prior year, so that is an increase in total assets of $341,000.
Wow.
Most of that you see in capital assets, and that was an increase of $258,000, and most of that's related to that, to the playground upgrade. We also saw an increase of cash of about $79,000. Next section down is liabilities. Total liabilities just under $29,000 compared to just over $30,000 in the prior year. So about a $2,000 decrease in liabilities. So relatively the same on a year-to-year basis as a concern. Ultimately, our net position, which again, you could kind of think of the equity within the district, is just over $1.3 million this year compared to $966,000 in the prior year. So that's an increase in the net position of $342,000. So again, upticking. We always want that increase in that net position to increase and not decrease. So again, upticking in the right direction there. Any questions on this statement?
Good news.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. The next statement here, let's move to page six. It's the statement of activities, also kind of known as the income statement. Presents expenses, revenues, and ultimately comes down to your net change in net position. So the first category here as presented on this statement is total expenses. Total expenses between the two, the governmental and business type activities, is $428,000. That is an increase in expense of about $5,500 from the prior year. Again, most of them remain fairly the same. We did see a decrease in professional fees of about $15,000, an increase in salaries and benefits of about $29,000. So ultimately, again, on a year-to-year basis, fairly the same, so about a $5,000 difference. Any questions on any specific line items in the expenses?
No. All right. Thank you.
Next section down is the program revenues. This is where you have specific line items like your special assessments, rental revenue, recreation, and grants and donations. In total, it came to just under $500,000 in the current year, compared to about $250,000 in the prior year. Your main increase here is the grants that you and donations you received in relation to the playground. Everything else remained fairly consistent, actually. So, any questions on this section?
No.
Chuck, any questions over there?
Nope.
He's the one that was
Having questions.
This
is my type of crowd.
So make sure.
Ultimately, that brings us down to a net program revenue, net of expense. So we had a total revenue when we net out the revenues and expenses of $69,000. Again, we showed a loss there of $173,000 in the prior year. Mm-hmm. Again, most of that has to just do with the grant donation related to the playground. And again, the normal operating loss that we had last year, that's just normal. Because that's before we factor in the general property tax revenues and franchise fees. So that being said, the next section down is general revenues, and that consists of property taxes and franchise fees. That saw about a $12,000 increase. So for the current year, it's about $273,000. So again, that's going to remain, you can see on a year-to-year basis, that just kind of left it a little bit just based off the population and tax rates and things of that nature. But we shouldn't necessarily see much change on a year-to-year basis on that. Ultimately, that brings us to our $342,000 change in net position for the current year. Any questions?
No.
All right. There's some statements behind this, and these are just kind of generally required for a government audience. It's pretty much just a restatement of what I just talked about. So where we combine the forms I just talked about, combine the governmental activities of business, tie it into one, the separate schedules, the fund schedules, just do it on a separate basis. After that, we have the notes to the financial statements. Again, what these go over specific and general basis of accounting as far as how the district accounts for certain things. It also provides more context to certain line items within the basic statements. I typically don't go over these unless you guys have specific questions about any of them. They're pretty boring accounting jargon if you want to fall asleep. other than that, I think if we load it back here, let me see. Sorry. Page 25, typically try to show this. What this is a budgetary comparison for just the general fund, which is the street lights fund.
So what this does, it shows you the original and final budgets, and we compare them to actual. So ultimately here, you see, you go line item by line item to kind of see where the differences are as far as we budgeted. The big budgeted difference here, if you look at revenues, is again, the grants and donations related to the playground. So ultimately, if you could look down to the bottom, we had between what was the budget for and what was actually there was about $313,000 difference. Most of that, again, they kind of net out with the capital outlay and the grants. I think the utilities were here. We maybe have to look at the budgeting for that, and that might be on a budget for both sides of it. Rather than just the one side that's to the general. So if we want to work on that, those budgets and or at least how we present them here, we can do that probably in the next year, just so it looks probably a little bit better. And that concludes my presentation. Unless you guys have any specific, again, I just want to give a thank you to Tammy for facilitating the audit. She's really easy to work with, and we appreciate the help on all.
No, thank you guys for great too. It was a long process.
Yeah.
But you guys are great. You guys are awesome to work with also, and I appreciate your patience with me.
So. Any other questions?
No, just thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. This is great news. So thank you, Tammy. Thank you very much.
So the next step is, I don't know if you guys have to approve it here or Tammy, as long as we're good to go final, I will request a representation letter from Tammy, and then I'll get the final report sent out. And then we will be filing your SEO report for you guys this month as well. It's due by the end of the month, so we'll get that done for you guys.
Is that letter something that we have to prepare as a board, or?
No, this is just for management.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just Tammy signs it, and then we're good to go.
Okay, so Steve, we don't have to give direction as a board or anything to have Tammy do that with that letter?
No, I think if you want to accept, take final approval to accept the audit report, that would be appropriate, but I don't think you need to give direction to Tammy in that way.
Okay, well, I'll make the motion to approve the audit report as presented. Thank you.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
And take care.
Great. Okay, moving on to item number 12, social media policy, discussion and possible action.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry, 11.
Oh, sorry, I crossed it off. Item number 11. I was going to get ahead of myself. Review resolution number 2024-1, established policy for relations among director and staff, discussion and possible action. Item number 11.
So was this just bringing back what we brought to, what we brought in December and just changing the language to what we talked about?
Correct.
Okay. Steve, is there any way you could give a quick brief of the language that we changed before we approve it? Please. I'm sorry,
so
Steve.
The provision that we added is on page 2 of the resolution. I apologize if my dog's barking.
Sorry.
Page 2 of the resolution, section 1.2.1. The second sentence, in odd numbered years, the board shall appoint its officers during the regular board meeting in December. That was the one addition that was made. Other than that, the remainder of the resolution remains the same.
Great, thank you. I don't have any questions about it, just because this is what we kind of decided that we wanted to do last month, but so I'm inclined to make that motion, but is there anybody who wants to say anything?
I don't have any questions.
Chuck, anything over there?
Nope.
All right, well, I'll make the motion then to approve, to approve resolution number 2024-1, establishing policies for relations among directors and staff.
I'll second.
I'm blanking. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Motion carries.
Thank you.
I like to think of those all opposed. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. There's something I'm missing here. Okay, item number 12, social media policy discussion and possible action.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll go ahead and take this. The board had reviewed this this document several months ago, had instructed staff to put together additional language regarding the ability of board members to comment on social media in the event of an emergency situation. As we have discussed, the board cannot debate among itself on social media any items regarding district business, since that would be a violation of the Brown Act. But what the board wanted to do would be to have an emergency provision that if something were to occur that required a board member to provide information to the community regarding an emergency situation that was time sensitive, that a board member, a designated board member, would have the ability to do that. So what we've done is we've added language on page 2 of the policy, the fourth paragraph from the bottom, and the last two sentences are new, where it states, notwithstanding the above, a designated member of the board may post on the district social media page such time-sensitive safety information as may be related to an emergency situation that is currently impacting the area served by the district. No member of the board of directors may comment on a social media page in response to another director's post regarding any matter that is within the subject matter jurisdiction of the district. So that's, it is a very narrow situation, very narrow exemption that would allow a designated member of the board, presumably the president, to post information relating to an emergency situation, and the other board members would have to exercise the discipline of not responding to that post. So with that exception in mind, that's the one area that has been modified from your existing policy. I'd be glad to answer any questions or change that language if necessary, as determined by the board.
Are we going to need to vote on who that person is then? Mr.
Pardon me?
Are we going to need to vote on who that person is, who the designated board member is?
Yeah, I think okay. That would be a good idea.
Well, don't want to just throw your name out there, but I would recommend that Sadie does that job if she'd like to, because she is the president and has experience with that, and you're a great communicator, so I think it would work well.
Are we allowed to ask a question about that?
Can Stretch ask a question, Steve, about this?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm Stretch Suba. The only thing I would like to know is the information that board member is giving out, where would they get that information and what would it be in relation to?
So the reason that this was brought up was when we had those wildfires and we lost all cell service and power, we had a scheduled board meeting like 2 days later that we needed to cancel, and we had to post it that we were canceling it per legal guidelines. And Tammy didn't have any power or cell service. I was able to beep bop around town and go find some signal and was able to get it out and get a hold of Steve. So it's just based on things such as that. It's just board
emergency situation, like the blizzard,
emergency supplies here. So it's just board business. It's not anything else.
Okay.
That's absolutely correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not information to the community about services or anything like that.
No, sir. That would be typically on our, yeah, the office staff.
Okay.
This is just in extreme situations where staff needs a little bit of help to get information out about board business. That's it. Pam, yes?
A question.
Could you get on the mic, Pam?
Oh, sorry. My question really isn't related to anything that has already happened, but just in thinking of the bigger world and what could go wrong if we take this example and extrapolate it or make it a policy, then what have we thought of the other things that could happen? And is there a way to prevent those other things from happening or causing a problem by giving the issue more thought? My question is, is there anything in your adoption of this policy or procedure that would make sure that the information that's being shared is not just the opinion of that individual board member, but that is representing the board? Is there anything that makes sure that that happens? And I think it's a political question, because let's say it's the mayor of Los Angeles and they're just using their own opinion for their own agenda without any guidelines to do what they want as an individual. I would hope that the policy has it in place so that the representation that's going out to the public is an official position of this board and not one member acting individually. I think that's key. And so if you think of that in how you're adopting this policy, are you putting it in place so that you're thinking of the best case and worst case scenario? I think what happened before, we were really blessed that somebody could step up to the plate, has expertise in doing that. But what if it wasn't this individual? You have a policy in place, and now you have some other politician who wants to use that as their grandstanding position, not representing the whole board, but their own personal position. So while it might be okay with the current makeup, if it's a policy or process in place, you can't always rely on the current people enacting it. So I'm just asking that you have more specific criteria that will guide what authority that person has, how it's granted, the guidelines for
them. Yeah, that's actually written specifically in this policy, and the sentence that we are changing is that this is time-sensitive safety information related to an emergency situation that is currently impacting the area served by. That's what we're adding, is emergency situations, but already in the policy is that social media pages shall not express their own personal views or concerns.
Perfect.
And so it's written in there specifically. So this is just a very, very...
And they do have to get it approved by a general manager.
Yes.
They can't just go post
That's
whatever.
Cool.
And this is just to assist staff.
Right.
It's not to run this person's own show. Just if there's an emergency that we need information out, that's it. That's a good point, though, because that definitely could be a possibility.
Exactly.
Who knows? Great. Okay, so Steve, what do we need to do to approve this? Do we need a motion or?
Yes, a motion, a second, and a vote.
I'll make the motion to approve the social media policy edition.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to item number 13, director's comments. Mr. Chuck?
I don't have any.
What?
Oh, Chuck is very quiet tonight.
I know. This might be the fastest meeting I've ever had.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being here, and thank you, Tammy, for all the hard work that you did for the audit and getting all of that and all of this put together. I appreciate it, and congratulations on your first meeting as president.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the public for coming out and participating tonight. We have a good crowd, so thanks for being here. I want to thank the board for the continued volunteer time. And Sadie, congratulate you for your first meeting. You did a great job. And thank you to staff for the hard work, as always. I appreciate everything you guys do. I know that you do so much more that you know, that is unseen, and I want you to know that you're appreciated, and looking forward to upcoming things. I'd love to see softball start up again and all, you know, cornhole and all the programs, and just thank you for doing such a good job, and I was very, very happy to see that we had a great audit, and it's just a testament to how much we've grown and how responsible we've been as a board and, guiding the community through and just, you know, our finances and things like that. So I just want to applaud, you know, us as, you know, a whole. And so thank you very much. And Steve, just because you're on the phone, I always forget to say thank you. But thank you so much, Steve, for your continued guidance. We really couldn't do any of this without you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. It was fun to see the lessened professional services bill on our audit this year. We're thankfully not in hot water, need our attorney that much this year, which has been great. But we do appreciate you.
Yeah, I think that's a testament to your staff and to the board, frankly. Yeah. Less can be. So congratulations to the board and staff on that. That's really good news.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. It's really cold outside. I know it wasn't ideal to make it out here.
Yes, I would like to address the board and the group here. If I may, I apologize for being late. I missed my opportunity for public comments, but I would like to share with everybody about Anita.
Okay. You can go up to the mic. We have Christina Behringer from the school district here. She
I just wanted to let you know we've been on break and have returned happily to return to school with all of our students and staff. But some sad news that I was made aware of, which is the reason why I was delayed, is that I received a message that one of our right-wing families, family members, was involved in a fatal incident on Highway 2 during the break, and the father of the family has passed, and it's with a heavy heart that I report that. But without sharing out any details, I wanted to let everybody know here that a meal train has been established for that family to provide support to them. And so if anybody here present is interested in participating in that, I'll be happy to connect with you at the conclusion of the meeting.
Did they start another one? Because I went to sign up and they were all full.
They're full?
They're full. This was yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. It's possible, so let me connect
with
you. Yes. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for sharing that. Unfortunate news up here. It's tough in the winter months traveling. Sure. Someone has something.
On January 25th of this month, we are going to have a CERT meeting. Anybody here can guess what it's going to be about?
Earthquake.
Be prepared. The whole community is invited. Thank you.
Did you say January 25th?
January 25th.
Okay. 10 to 7 or something.
6:50.
Very strange.
That is an odd time.
10 to 7.
I love it, though.
If not, we're doing it somewhere.
Yeah, in the jammies.
Start a bonfire in the parking lot.
There you go. Great. So thank you all for coming. This has been fun as my first meeting as president. Thank you for bearing with me as I fumbled through it, but this is such a fun opportunity for me in this position. Thank you, Tammy and staff, for everything. It's great seeing the audit, and it's fun to see just net worth grow, all of that. We're making good choices. We're moving forward, so I'm looking forward to the continued vision plan, strategic planning to figure out what we're going to do with that money. And thank you everybody for coming. So we will move on to item number 14, future board meeting Tuesday, February 6th at 5:30 p.m.
Thank you all for coming.
So meeting
safe out there.
Meeting is adjourned at 6:23. 6:23.
Let's see, I want to poke myself.